Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Hey Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of Siman Tof Reish Tzadi. We're getting very close to the end of our entire Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program. Again, we'll have a huge Siyam in Yetz Hashem a few days before the actual conclusion at the Young Israel of Woodmere for that Shabbos. There'll be a Motzi Shabbos Siyam as well that will be streaming live through the OU. Yetz Hashem, everybody's invited to join us in whatever way they can. It'll be Parshas Tetzaveh, February 12th. More information to come. So we begin in the very top line, Sif Yud Aleph, with the Mechaber. Yesh limchos biyad hakorim lenoshim ha-megillah b'loshim laz. We should protest, we shouldn't allow somebody to read the Megillah for a woman in a foreign language, even though, the Megillah is written in the foreign language, which is that technically is okay, but we shouldn't do this even though the women don't understand the Hebrew and they understand the foreign language, and even though technically this would be allowable, we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah why it's not acceptable to do this and why we should protest against this. And the Mishnah Berurah explains as if Kotel Lamed Zayin, Tama Dover, the reasoning is, Mishum Daha Givorim HaKorim, because the person who's laying is Mevinim Loshen HaKodesh. They do understand the Hebrew, and we had pointed out yesterday, we have to be concerned about the opinion, Yilochosh L'das HaPoskim, Shesovrim Dehechi Shu Mevin Loshen HaKodesh, and Yossi B'Kriya Sebalaz, B'Kriya Balaz. There is an opinion that said that if you understand Hebrew, then even though somebody else would be allowed to be Yotzei who doesn't understand Hebrew, reading from a foreign language, Megillah, written Ksav HaShuris, transliterated into that foreign language and then read in that foreign language, that's called acceptable, but not for a person who knows how to read it in Hebrew. And therefore, the person who's laying the Megillah, so he obviously knows it in Hebrew as well, so he's not allowed to lay it for that woman. He's not obligated. He wouldn't be able to fulfill the obligation for that woman reading from this foreign language Megillah, even though she could, if she were to read it, but he can't be motzi her. The Chanal, as we've already explained in yesterday's shir. Furthermore, another reason, because of these words that we don't know exactly what they mean, which means the Hamon Am doesn't know what they mean, and therefore it's very difficult to translate it into a foreign language. And therefore, so we say, okay, so read that in Hebrew, and read everything else in Greek or in French or whatever language. So read that B'Loshon HaKodesh, and the rest in the Loshon Am Zor. So as we learned at the end of yesterday's shir, ideally you shouldn't read the Megillah from two different languages. So therefore, that's why we should protest against somebody reading it for women in a foreign language. And as I said, we've never really seen today, I'm not aware of anybody that reads the Megillah in a foreign language from a kosher or a cloth with written in Ksav Ashuris, written in that foreign language, transliterated. So therefore, this is not really practical, but the din is that you shouldn't do this. Sivkot Lamed Chesed, Mishnah Berurah says, it obviously has to be written in that foreign language. If he's just going to read it in Hebrew and then translate it into French or Chinese, that's certainly not allowable because that's reading it out loud. You're not reading it from inside. That's reading it by heart. And certainly wouldn't be Yotzei. The Achronim further say that even though it's the people that read it on both Yudalit and Tezvav as a Chumra, they still also shouldn't read it in a foreign language. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, if a person reads it, he's the Baal Kore, and he's half asleep. Misnami means he's half awake, half asleep. Since he obviously wasn't fully asleep, Yotza, he would be acceptable. He read every word, so we can assume that he was concentrating somewhat what he was saying, and therefore a person would be Yotze in this fashion. However, if the person listening is misnamnim, avlum shomo misnamnim, if you heard it while you're half asleep, lo yotza, because almost certainly you didn't hear every word. Now, in the Bir Halacha, Dira Masul Kura Misnamnim, he brings down, ein chilek, there's no difference, bein tchilas shena l'so shena, whether it's at the beginning of your sleep or towards the end of your sleep in this half asleep state, makes no difference. That's what the Taz brings down, as well as other achronim, as opposed to the Taz's father-in-law, the Bach, who disagrees. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Tes, and he writes, what is the definition of misnamnim? Misnamnim, a half asleep. Nikra kagon dekarulei v'ani, that they call to the person and he can answer. However, lo yada lahadure svar, but he can't answer in a very, very swift, logical way about questions. V'chimad kulei, however, if you remind him, midkar, he would remember. And the issue foot number 34 gives an example of this, what we learned previously in Simon Ayin, Tes Ayin Ches. We said, they call to the person, he's not so fully awake, and they ask him, where did you place the keys? He won't remember, but if you tell him, did you place them in such and such a place, he would be able to say yes or no. So that's the half-asleep state. Mishabur Ketina says it's Arach Lomar Demichal Mokum Yochel Lechavin Lotzeis. Since the person read every word, we can assume that he was Mechavin to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. He brings down. This is according to opinion. Says mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. In the Shaar HaTzion, Oslam Etes, he brings down, Lanias Dati Zeu Dochak. He says, I personally think this is a little bit difficult, what the Prima Gordon brought down, that Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, because this is the Rashi Pirish, Al Velo Yoda La Durei Svara, and the Rashi in the Gemara says that he doesn't know how to answer back to you a Svara, Mishum Duhu Bo Mibina Saleh. That requires a depth of thinking. Vim Kain, Ech Nemo Do'oz Yichavi Machshav Tolot Seis. And therefore, if he's not able to respond, so then how can he say that he is having Kavana to be Yotzei? So therefore, the Chavetz Chaim is reconciling this as follows. He says, "Vav Shalom Abshita." The simple answer is the Kivan Lot says ain't sorach b'chol teva, that he doesn't have that kavana on every single teva to be yotzei. Ela b'tchilas hakriya, at the start of the kriya, he said, "I'm here and we're going to do the mitzvah kriyas megillah." Yichavi mederach klal says b'kriyazu, and that all the words I'm going to say should be for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of reading the megillah. And therefore, se pasha the nimnum ain't a matzah kodem shehischa lekro. And certainly, he's not half asleep when he started to read. He was fully asleep then, but then he's drummed off a little bit. And therefore, that's okay. He does have kavan. Mishabur Siv Cotton Mem tells us, the one who's listening, Gam Ken Yotze im Rak Nishmoim Hadorim Hetiv. As long as the person listening heard it from this misnam named reader, that's acceptable. And Ken Kosav Amiri, the Amiri writes as well, even though the person has to have in mind to be motzi other people, as we'll learn later in the Shia today, Evshod the misnam named Gam Ken Yochel Chavi. So the person who is reading, even though he's half asleep, had kavon, like we just said, at least at the beginning, to be Yotze other people. And as the ideal way would be that at the beginning he has in mind that I'm going to lay in the Megillah now, and I hope anybody that listens to it is going to listen to it the entire thing and be yotzi with my reading. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Aleph says, but the person listening can't be half asleep. The Bekriya, while the person's reading, Kivan Shekorei Karoi, since he's reading it properly, we hear what he's saying. So therefore, we can assume that he's half asleep state. Nevertheless, he said every word in his Yotze. But the person listening, Mashen Kem Mishmiya, the person who's half asleep while he's listening, he certainly is missing some of the words, and there's no way he could be Yotze. The issue, footnote number 35, says, what happens if a person's listening to the Megillah and he realizes in the middle that he wasn't sure if he had Kavanah the whole time? Did he hear every word? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, if his finger's on the place and he's up to the right place, then Mestam, he can assume that he heard every word. And likewise, in Shelis Chuvas Eretz Tzvi, he brings down, Im Hisiach Daito, nevertheless, Im HaMegillah Nimsis Lefonav, but Okeb Kolazman Acharei HaKorei Yotze, since he has presumption that he is listening to every word, he's up to the right place in the Megillah, so therefore, one can assume that they were in fact Yotze. Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Hoya Kosva, if a person's writing a Megillah, and he's reading it from another Megillah, so Shikori Pasib a Megillah, Shumatik Nimenu Kosva, so he's looking at Megillah number one, and he's beginning to write a new Megillah. So as he looks at Megillah number one, and he sees the words, Vahibi Me'ach HaShirosh, he writes down in the new Megillah that he's writing, Vahibi Me'ach HaShirosh. So that's acceptable, because he read it from a Kosher Megillah, and as long as he had intention, in Kivein Libo Lotzei Sidei Chavoso, if his intention was that I'm either having Kavanah to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, or some suggest he had Kavanah to at least read it, then he would be Yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah explains Simchat Mem Beis, Hainu Afilu in Ba'ofen Zeh, Ha'isa Kriyas Kol Megillah Ksheira. If you read it in this way, it still is acceptable. Ho Shekivin Lotzeis Bezeh Yidei Chavos, because he did intend to go and fulfill his obligation while he was doing this. However, V'im Lo Kivin Lotzeis Afilu Rak Pasuk Rishon, if he wasn't intending to be Yotze, even if it was just the first Pasuk, then he said, oh, why? I'm going to write this whole Megillah now. I might as well be Yotze in the Megillah reading. So that's no good. Av Shemishon Ba'elech Hiskan Lotzeis, even though from the second Pasuk and onward he had Kavana, Lo Yotze. That's not acceptable. That's not good enough. The issue for number 36 brings down, does he have to make a new bracha? So there, the Morgan Avraham writes, since he read the entire Megillah, albeit we say he has to read it again, but we don't make a new bracha, because there is an opinion that says that it's the same Tzrichas Kavanah, and maybe he was Yotzei without even having that Kavanah. So therefore, the bracha, Sofik bracha is lakel, but the mitzvah, then you have to go do it again. Then we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Mem Gimel, and he says, if you had Kavanah, then you are Yotze, you're fulfilling your obligation. And Sosam Bazeh, the Mechaber, is just stating plainly, albeit like the Poskim, the Sfirulu, Kimitzah Srichas Kavanah, like the Mitzahs need Kavanah, so he says, that's why he says, Im Kivin Libo Yotze, only if you had Kavanah. Lotzei Sidei HaMitzvah. However, this is discussed elsewhere that there are two opinions. There's an mitzvah that says that you just have to have intention to read it. There's an opinion that says you just have intention to read it and not medavka to be mechavi to do the mitzvah. And he says ayin le'el and simin samach in Siv Dala, where this is discussed in more detail over there in Hilchas Tvila and Kriyashma. Okay, then the mechaber continues. But you have to have a kosher Megillah that you're reading it from. A, number one, the normal rule is that you're not supposed to write any Kisvei Kodesh, with the exception possibly of Tefillin and Mezuzos, by heart, because they're not Shkur B'Fiv, and therefore you should always copy it from another Sefer. So as long as the Megillah that you're copying from is a kosher Megillah, so you're really reading it from a kosher Megillah. You're not Yotzei with what you're writing, but you're kosher with what you're saying. You're Yotzei with what you're saying from reading from the kosher Megillah. Mishmur explains Sivkot Mem Dalid. Ayilel and Sif Gimel, where this was discussed previously, and there Shu footnote number 41 reminds us that we said b'di'evid yotzei dechova afim ruva k'suba l'fonim. It says even if you have a majority of a kosher Megillah, it's acceptable, at least 50% plus, but ideally it should be a kosher Megillah l'chatrila 100%. Continue in the Mechaber, if a person's correcting Megillah to see that it doesn't have any mistakes in it. So he's actually reading it as he's saying it to see if there's any words missing. If a person's darshi from the Megillah, but he says every word in the Megillah, he read an entire pasuk, then he darshens it, so that's technically not a hefsek. And therefore, if he had intention to fulfill the mitzvah, or at least intention to read it, then yotze, he would in fact be yotze. Mishabur explains Sivkot Mem Hei. What the Mechaber is telling us over here is Be'ez Hagah, while he's checking out the words to see if they're all there, Korin u'mechavin lo sisil chuaso. He's intending to be Yotzi the mitzvah with the reading it the proper way. But this is only true, the Mishnah Berurah adds, V'davka im kara b'nikud karai, if he read it properly. However, v'lo b'nikud karai, and he Yotzi g'dil chuaso. If he's reading the words to make sure that there's no extra vav or it's not missing a vav. So he reads the word as if they're spelled out, but not the way they're normally pronounced. So, for example, totafos, he reads it totefes in a Sefer Torah because he wants to make sure that he doesn't put in the extra vav. So he reads it totefes, even though it's pronounced totafos. So if he doesn't pronounce the words correctly, then he's not yotzi. If he's pronouncing it the way it's spelled to make sure that he's not having any yeseros or chaseros, so then he wouldn't be yotzi. That's not called reading it. That's called just lahagia, and he's not pronouncing correctly, then you're not yotze. We continue with the Mechaber, and he writes, "V'lo yafsik bo binyonim acherim shidarsha." You shouldn't add anything else extraneous when you're darshting the Megillah. You read the whole pasuk, then you're darshting it. Again, it's not the way we do it. They're saying that it's acceptable if you did it that way, because she'asa lahafsik bo binyonim acherim. You're certainly not allowed to go and interrupt with anything else. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Vav tells us that we discuss this ayin la'el in Siv Hei in the Hagah. We discuss this in the previous year about interrupting and stopping what's considered a hefsik, what's considered not being a hefsik. But you can't discuss inyonim acherim. Hainu shalom inyonim shayom. Nothing to do with Purim. That you can't talk about. You can't give a shir on something else. The Shaar Tzion Os Mem Gimel brings down this from the Rosh. He says umash v'shom di inyonim shayom l'choshev hefsik klal. But if it's something dealing with Purim, it's not considered hefsik at all. Afilu l'chachila shari. You can even say this l'chachila. The ein mizer raya l'kriyas haTorah. But you can't bring any raya here to kriyas haTorah because by kriyas haTorah it's different. Tahocha gedil farasi nisa shari. In regards to the Megillah, anything you do is part of pirsum anes, and therefore it's acceptable as long as it's dealing with Purim. Kenir al nias dati. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Is his own personal opinion. Now we go to Sif Yedala. The Mechaber writes, HaKoreas HaMegillah. If somebody reads the Megillah, Tzorah Sheyachavin Lohotzi HaShomeya, V'Tzorah HaShomeya Lot says. So you need two people involved over here. The one who's leaning, he has to have in mind that he's being Motzi, anybody that wants to listen. And the person who's listening has to have in mind that he wants to be Yotzi with this leaning. V'Im HaKore Shleach Tzibor. If this is occurring in a shul, for example, where you have a formal person who's leaning and the people listening, so then, the stam position is, mistama, daito akol ha-shomim, afilu hei machori besek neses. So Yavis has in mind, anybody who's listening to this, even if they're outside the shul, even if they're walking by, so as long as those people had kavana to be yotzei, so then we can presume that the Baal Kore, who's laning in official shul, is laning for anybody who's listening, as opposed to somebody in his house, who's laning for one other person in the house, he's not intending necessarily to have anybody outside listen and be yotzei. So unless he specifically states so, then the stop position would be that they're not yotzei. But in shul, where the person's the laner for the entire shul, the presumption is that he's laning to be motzei anybody who is listening. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Mem Ches, Uli kuvahu afilu b'di'evit. If you don't have this kavanah to be motzei the other people, and they don't have the kavanah to be yotzei, so then you're not yotzei even b'di'evit. And again, at the start, the person who's laning should have in mind that the entire laning that I'm about to do, I'm being motzi anybody that's listening. And likewise, the person listening should have in mind, I'm intending now to be yotzei the entire laning of the Megillah, even if he doesn't say it for every word, I'm intending to be yotzei. As long as he says it up front, both the person who's laning and the person who's listening, that is adequate, that's fine. And then he doesn't have to have by every word. You don't have to become obsessive compulsive. I didn't have a kavanah for that word. No, as long as you have kavanah up front to be yotzei, that is fine. The issue of foot number 42 brings down from the Bir Halacha in the name of the base mayor that should be Yom Purim la'acha kriyas Torah machzirin es sefer Torah l'mekomo. That on Purim we've been therefore based upon this din we return the sefer Torah after we lay in it. We read Vayavam Amalek, so we read that the 9 pesukim that we talked about, and then you return the sefer Torah before you start reading the Megillah. Why? Normally, when we have Av Torah, we leave the sefer Torah out, and somebody holds the sefer Torah, and the person reads the Av Torah. So why don't we do that over here by the Megillah? So he says, we don't do what we do by the Haftorah and have somebody hold the Sefer Torah while the person is saying the Haftorah. Here by the Megillah, we put the Sefer Torah back. Why? So he says, everybody has to listen very carefully to every single word. Therefore, also, the person who's holding Sefer Torah is thinking about the Sefer Torah and he won't be able to be Mechavin so well. Therefore, we put the Sefer Torah back. Very interesting. Then the Mishnah continues and says, you have to listen very carefully and hear every single word from the person who's laning. And if the person who's laning even missed one word, or if the person listening even missed one word, to hear, he hasn't been yotze, and he has to go and repeat the entire Megillah. Mr. Brewer, Sivkot Memtes, Ule'inyan Hashomim Yishtana Hadin. But for the person who's listening, the din is different because the omdim, the Beis HaKnesses, stam mechavim. Anybody that's in the Beis HaKnesses, we have the presumption. He came to shul. Why did he come to shul? He came to shul to hear the Megillah. So obviously, even if he didn't specifically state, I hear it to be yotzei, the stam position is that you yotzei. As opposed to avol over achor Beis HaKnesses, somebody happens to be walking by the shul and he says, wow, that's an interesting tune that they're singing. Oh, that's Megillah. So interesting. So nice. That, unless he intends to be yotzei, but inon sheyachadim beferish lotzei sidechova, he has to specifically state, yeah, I hereby wish to be yotzei with this lady that I'm hearing, because he's not in the shul. So therefore, you can't say the default position is he wants to be yotzei. The person who's laying, who's in the shul, has intention, default, to be yotzei. Anybody that's listening, even people outside the shul. But only people in the shul have the default position that they're intending to be yotzei to mitzvah, but people outside the shul, they have to specifically state that they want to be yotzei, otherwise they're not. And Dirshu Foot number 43 brings down the same Indian applies to the Kiyas Shofar with the exact same scenarios. I in this Dirshu Footnote for additional details. And with this, we'll conclude today's share.